Who or what? What kind of armor is this? Oh, it's members of the Dawn Guard! I guess this means I'm no longer a member of the Dawn Guard now, ladies and gentlemen. Ah! What is that thing? An armored troll? The Dawn Guard have their own trolls. Oh, there he is. Dead! Oh my god, I love this fireball! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, as of now, as of upload time, it is now officially December. It is December. Christmas is around the corner, and if you are what? Okay, a dragon is not very Christmassy. I don't have a companion right now. My wife left me. An elder dragon? What's up with this? Oh, okay. I'm just taking coverage. I'm taking cover behind a pillar. Yeah, nice. I got a hit on him right there. Oh my gosh, I'm so on fire. But yeah, for those of you watching this episode, I have a Christmas tree. I have a Christmas tree now in the background. It's little. It's only like a foot and a half tall. But it's still a Christmas tree nonetheless. Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh my gosh. Why is it just me out here? Are there no other college professors? Wasn't this a thing a while ago? This guy is looking right at me. And he just keeps on laying on top of the college. I swear it was a thing a while ago. Where every time I came to the College of Winterhold, there was a dragon here. Okay, he's gonna probably be landing soon. Too bad I can't fast travel from inside of... Did I favor my crossbow? I did. Too bad I can't Too bad! Too bad I can't fast travel from inside of the college. There he is. It's just me against this dragon. Taking cover behind a pillar. Oh, okay. That is not coverage. There we go. Ah, dang it. I missed him. So I haven't researched it yet. I was going to. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh, did I really not get a shot on him? Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh my gosh, well I didn't mean to do that. There, I got a hit on him. Yeah, I've been meaning to research. How do I get my Nightingale bow back? I'm sure it's a thing. Hey, yeah, my restoration increased. I'm curious. I think it'll be fun. Oh my jeez! He's right there! Sorry, that was a little... That was a little dramatic. I think I got a little bit too into it. Run, 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 run. Okay, he's up and away. I thought I was gonna die. Here, let's quick save. Okay. But yeah, I know there's a place. Oh gosh. And I hope it's not where we have to send Ingen. There's a place that can only be accessed in the console commands, obviously. And it's where Bethesda stores all of the dead bodies.
Here he is.
Did I really not get a hit on him there? Oh my gosh, what am I doing? Where is my Dragonrend shout? How have I not done this yet already? Shouts. Dragonrend. I got him, I think. Yeah, he can't fly up anymore. His health is too low. Oh gosh. Gosh dang it. This pillar is getting charred right now. Whoa! Okay, we are getting a little close. Where's my healing? Come on, we gotta be getting close here. Ah, gosh, this is getting a lot. Jeez. All right, yeah, my health is getting very, very low. We're almost done with this guy. Dead. Got him. Whew. Boy, that was a chore I was not expecting to undertake this time. There's a room where Bethesda sends all of the dead NPCs, and it's kind of creepy and morbid. But I wonder if you can go there and you can loot the dead NPCs. Dragon soul absorbed, and I picked snowberries. Elder dragon. Of course I'm overweight for all this. Oh, shoot. That's what I wanted to do. Oh, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Dang it. I meant to do this before I even started the episode. I wanted to go and just dump all my stuff in my home in Wyrun. And I'm just going to dump down everything. You know, like, I'm pretty sure I still have Chillrend. When was the last time I used Chillrend? You know, I'm just being a hoarder of my own stuff. Just gonna go in the cupboard here. But there is one thing I do want. If I can find Robes of Destruction. I don't know if it'll be in here. Okay, here we go. I'm in wearing things. What's this called? Clothes? Is that what I'm looking for? Helmet of Minor Destruction. Yeah, sure, I'll take that. Some of these probably have destruction. Here we go, Vampire Armor of Destruction. I'll take that. A Circlet of Imminent Destruction. Yeah, that's better. Is that all I have of destruction? Elven Axe of the Blaze. Conjuration Rose. Apprentice Rose of Conjuring. Restoration. Okay, yeah, that's it there. Alright, weapons. Okay, I'm gonna hang on to Blade of Woe. Okay, Chillrend. Store. Dawnbreaker. Store. Mehrunes Razor, Nettlebane, Skull of Corruption, all store. Okay, yeah, that definitely freed up a lot of stuff. I forgot I did this! I walk into my alchemy room, and it's just ingredients everywhere. Great, yeah, because I never put them back in the satchel. Well, I'm going to put all of these ingredients in the satchel. Okay, and then there's one other thing that I want to dump. I want to dump all of my search end table. I don't know what's all in here. Oh, nice. Yeah, I keep all my soul gems in here. I'm gonna store all my soul gems. Because, yeah, it's all these... It's these soul gems that are really taking up a lot of weight. Which is kind of funny in that sense, but... I need to do something with all of this. I mean, yeah, and they're all filled. I can have a heyday with enchanting. Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, yeah, I'm now down to 242 carry points. And when we started the episode, I was at 333, I think. So I've gotten rid of roughly 90 carry points. But just by dropping two weapons and my soul gems. Three weapons. Sweet. Honestly, okay, hang on. Let me go back into my cupboard. You know what? I actually kind of do want Dawnbreaker. Oh my gosh. I'm pretty sure there has to be a mod that lets everything... That lets stuff be searchable. Boy, I really put those words together well. Yeah, I know there is a mod that changes the whole... organization thing. Dawnbreaker. Take. Yeah, I just want Dawnbreaker. I love Dawnbreaker. Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Oh. Okay, there was one more thing or person I was looking for. Maybe I gotta visit Dragon's Reach. Because as you all know, ladies and gentlemen, we are now devoid of a companion.
Fresh vegetables for sale. Straight from the fields
and orchards. And there is a wonderful companion.
You're the best. Can you be my father?
You know what? I'm now a vampire lord. You probably don't want me as your father, or else you might turn out like a little Babette. Which she might not mind that.
No lollygagging.
No lollygagging. I can't even run because my whatever is not. I'm replenished. Okay. All right. So I'm just gonna say I'm looking for Lydia. What time is it? It's like 2 in the afternoon. She should be around here somewhere. She wasn't in my house. She's not dead, is she? She wouldn't be in Farangar's office. She'd be around here somewhere. Is Lydia even here? Because Ingen can't be my companion anymore. Where's Lydia? Maybe Lydia's at another house of mine?
I serve Jarl Balgruuf as steward.
Bah! It's just a plate of steel armor right here. Was this Lydia? Lydia goes, I'm just done with everything, and then just throws her steel armor on the ground.
The Jarl is, as you can imagine, very busy.
Okay.
Perhaps I can assist.
Preventus Avenici. Dang. Oh, gosh. Where did I leave Lydia? Because, yeah, Ingen can't... I cheated Ingen into being my companion. And now that she's now my wife, I think that Ingen has been reset... And she can no longer be my companion. Hence the missing Nightingale blade or bow.
Another wanderer here to lick my father's boots. Good job.
I actually think both are gone. The Nightingale bow and the Nightingale blade. Is Lydia really not here? Lydia's not in my house. She's not in... Lydia's not here, not in my house. Lydia should be in my house. Okay, here, yeah, let me wait for a couple of hours. And then I'll check my house one more time. If Lydia's not in my house, then... then crap, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. And my stamina doesn't regen.
Disrespect the Lord, fantastic. And disrespect me.
But I am very excited to see some action in this episode because we now have something that I have been waiting for so long. We finally have...
I'm not afraid of you, you know, even if you are my elder.
Even if I am her elder. We finally have...
Boys, girls, dogs, what? Elders.
I saw subtitles as soon as I walked in the door, and I was like, oh, Lydia is here to greet me. Where is Lydia? Is she really nowhere in my house? Okay, so I guess along with cheating back the Nightingale bow and the Nightingale blade, I'm gonna need to cheat back Lydia too somehow. Dang it! We've lost Lydia. You know, okay, let me check one more place. Is Lydia drinking her sorrows away? Has
all I can think about is my son.
Has Lydia met our good friend Sam Guevine? Lydia doesn't hang out in here. Yeah, Lydia's not the tavern kind of person, you know? She either hangs out at my home or in Dragon's Reach. Oh, what's this? Oh, Thief of Virtue. Oh. Why did the music just stop? Well, we got a cell sword over here.
Want to hear a little Nord wisdom? You don't really know a woman till you had a strong drink and a fist fight with her.
Ah. Well, that's good to know. John Battleborn. Okay. Okay, this is going to be pretty bad. Who is... Jordis! Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, who is our companion from Solitude? And we had this person as a companion for a while. Oh gosh, my vampiric powers go stronger, and I now have vampire seduction. So I'm gonna collect Jordis now. We haven't, even though I can't find Lydia. Lydia is clearly superior, but Jordis will do for now. As soon as I saw Jordis, honestly, I got a little bit excited thinking that, oh, maybe she could be Lydia and Lydia's here. Lydia's not here. Boy, I gotta spend some money in my house. This is awful.
Long life to you, Thane.
Sorry, Jordis.
I am your sword and your shield.
Follow me, I need your help.
Lead the way.
All right, I don't have anything for her. That's all right. Okay. Okay, where are we off to? What's our quest? Fort... Oh my gosh, this is so far off. Castle Valkyhar. Valkyhar. Valkyar. Jordis, this is new for you. Jordis hasn't seen me in a while. There have been some changes to me. But alright, here we are. We're back to the castle, and we have the filled chalice. What? I haven't visited my wife this episode. Boy, I'm a horrible husband already. Alright, where is the guy we gotta speak to?
I see you have returned. Lord Harkon will be pleased.
That he
you
will.
You met Stolf and Salonia, I assume. Lord Harkon and I suspected they might follow you there. You met Stolf and Salonia, I assume.
Yeah, I killed them
Lord
both.
Harkon, as well you should have.
I did.
Welcome to the politics of Lord Harkon's court.
That.
Vingalmo and Ortheolf both long for our Lord's throne, but cannot make overt moves against him. Each sought to gain power by using his underling to kill you and keep the chalice for himself. By ensuring the chalice reaches our lord, you have increased his power over them, and at the same time, deprived them of their little pets. You've done Lord Harkon two great services.
Oh, yeah.
Take what you've learned to heart, and be careful who you trust. Now, I believe that Lord Harkon wishes to speak with you.
All right, amazing. Bloodstone chalice removed. So, who is this guy? Garen? I started Prophet. Yeah, Garen, he seems like a helpful mentor. Oh, it's Serana! Hello, Serana.
I think my father wanted to see you. Have you talked to him yet?
Oh, no, I have not. Is Lord Harkon gonna... I'm gonna be like, so you wish to marry my daughter? And I'm gonna be like, sorry, I can't do it, buddy. I'm already a taken man. Lord Harkon.
You are here. Good.
Hey, can I sit with you? Yeah, let's sit with Lord Harkon here.
You are here.
Oh, but no. Wait, no. Sit down. I just stood right back up.
You are here.
For the third time.
Good.
Okay, here we go. You wanted to speak with me?
Yes, I did. When I told you that I was grateful for my daughter's safe return, I told the truth. But I did not tell you everything.
I didn't expect you to. Oh, yeah. I suspected as much.
Good. Strong instincts and a cunning mind will serve you as well as blades.
Well, I am a Slytherin.
Claw. As you know, vampires are powerful, but we have limits. Our great enemy is the sun. And until recently, it's an enemy we've had no way to fight.
Ooh.
For centuries, I searched for an answer to this problem. I found an old prophecy written by a moth priest.
A moth priest.
Those scholars who read the Elder Scrolls. The prophecy tells of a time in which vampires will gain power over the sun and will no longer fear its tyranny. I believe the secret to unraveling that prophecy is written in Serana's Elder Scroll. I have ordered the court to assemble. I have a new task for us all to carry out, and that includes you. Come now. And hear my proclamation.
Oh my gosh. I love where this is going, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna gain power over the sun, and we're gonna not have... I assume this means we're gonna get to... Simply, I guess, from a game mechanic standpoint, get our Magicka regen back.
Science of the night. Hear
I'm gonna stand up
words.
Here with Harkon.
The prophesied time is at last upon us. Soon we will claim dominion over the sun itself and forge a new realm of eternal darkness. Now that I have reclaimed one of my Elder Scrolls, we must find a moth priest to read it. I have spread false rumors about the discovery of an Elder Scroll in Skyrim to lure a moth priest here. Now it is time to see if those efforts have borne fruit. Go forth and search the land for rumors of a moth priest within our borders. Look to the cities. Speak to innkeepers, carriage drivers, anyone who would meet a traveler. Go now, and carry out this task. This is my command.
Okay, locate a moth priest.
Any idea how you're going to find a moth priest? Skyrim's a pretty big place.
Should we go together? Is that what you're saying?
Well, back before I...
Oh, the College of Winterhold.
The College of Winterhold was the first place I'd think to go for any kind of magic or historical thing. The wizards know about all kinds of things that people probably shouldn't know about. I'd come with you, but I don't know if I can trust your friend.
Oh, yeah, no,
let me know if you want me along.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay, we can dump her. Jordis, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I dragged you all the way up here into the far north.
I've got your back.
Go away.
I will be back at your house if you need me,
okay.
Thane.
Thank you, Jordis. I'm glad that you followed me all the way up here. Serana.
Were you looking for me?
Do you still want to come with me?
Of course. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, awesome. Now we have, no offense to Jordis, but we have a much cooler companion. Gosh, I do not know if as cool as Lydia. That, you know what? That would be actually really awesome if that was a quest. If at some point in time in the Skyrim playthrough, Lydia just like disappears, and then there's a whole side quest line that is find and rescue Lydia. That would be awesome. I would be on that quest like that. Okay. So Serana said the College of Winterhold, and this gave us a quest marker to the College of Winterhold. Well, good deal. But yeah, that would be amazing from a practical standpoint if we could... Oh, and the dragon's gone. If we could be able to walk around in the sunlight as vampires and not have to worry about stamina regen and stuff like that. Here we go, the Archmage quarters. Oh, this is probably going to lead me to the Arcanium. That's where I need to go. I need to go to the Arcanium. To speak to our good friend Urog. Oh gosh, is Urog gonna like our friend here? There she is. Okay, I was like, is Serana here? Oh yeah, I knew it. The quest marker's leading us right.
There are few places where one can pursue my type of work without fear of persecution.
Oh yeah, because he's a conjurer. Conjuration. I mean, necromancy is a big part of conjuration, and that's a whole big taboo subject here in Skyrim. Urog.
Ark, all this knowledge might have been lost were it not for you.
All right, so, oh, well, thank you. I have quite the request, Mr. Urag. I need to find a moth priest.
A moth priest? What in oblivion do you need a moth priest for?
You know what? He knows I'm messing around with the Elder Scrolls. You would think that would be like an obvious link. It's like, oh yeah, you have been searching Elder Scrolls. Of course you would need a moth priest. That only makes sense. My business is my own. Just tell me what I need to know. I almost said I am your lord. No, I am not. I'm your Archmage.
Fine. No need to get your britches in a twist. The obvious answer is to go to the Imperial City. The Moth Priests make their home in the White Gold Tower. Sometimes they go out looking for Elder Scrolls. Lucky for you, there's a Moth Priest in Skyrim right now, doing just that. He stopped in to do some research in the library, then left for Dragonbridge. If you hurry, you might catch him there.
Dang. You know what, though? I kind of wish I did that, though. I kind of wish I went on a round and I asked innkeepers and carriage drivers about the Moth Priest. I feel like that would have been an extra little thing instead of just going straight to the College of Winterhold. And then here Serana just pops right up in front of us saying, what are you doing? If you're going to look at anyone, look at me. Okay. So now we know where the Moth Priest is. No, I don't want to go that way. Open to Skyrim. Nice. Okay, well, yeah, I forgot it drops us out on this bridge. Oh, wait a second. No, is this a downway? I actually don't know what this is. That seems to be into the Hall of the Countenance. Okay, yeah, this is the entrance. We had a couple of benches up here. Oh, how lovely is this? This is a beautiful view of Winterhold right here. Okay. So we have to go to Dragonbridge. Yeah, dang it. I got so excited there for a second, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we've already been sent off the map to go to this fort or this castle way up here. I thought Bethesda was going to send us to... I thought that Bethesda was going to send us to Cyrodiil. You know, like, believe it or not, and this is one of the things I love about Skyrim. I think I've mentioned this before. Somewhere here in the south, I think it's in the south, you can ride up to a gate, which is the edge of Skyrim. You know, like, it's a road that leaves Skyrim, but it's closed because, of course, like, you're not supposed to leave the map. But you will never see it on console. But if you do it on PC, and if you, like, take off gravity or go into god mode or something, in the console commands on PC, and then you fly straight up, in the distance, you can see, I believe it is, the White Gold Tower in Cyrodiil. And that's just such a cool little detail that you can actually see the White Gold Tower in Cyrodiil. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, it just said, I am now feared and hated. So it's nighttime. I'm gonna break into this house and find someone to eat. Because I don't want to be feared and hated right now. Perfect. Serana, you may also feast at your... What is this guy's name? Azada, with two Z's. Feed. My vampiric powers reside. Perfect. And nothing of interest. I'm not trying to blow my cover in here! Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, my sneak is through the roof right now. That is why this person didn't see me. Is she gonna go to sleep too? Serena, was that you? Are you serious? Do you not know anything about being sneaky? Gosh. Four sleeping people in this... in this cozy little house, and then here is Serana. It's like, good gracious. All right, let's try the inn. I don't have a quest marker. I do not. Oh, ask the people of Dragonbridge if they've seen a moth priest. Well, I'm really glad I'm not feared and hated now. Guard!
Another quiet day, I hope.
It has been. Except for the person that just got bit in their house by something. Know anything about a moth priest visiting Dragonbridge?
Ah, so that was a moth priest then. He rode through town not long ago with an escort of soldiers. They didn't stop, just headed south, across the Dragonbridge.
Oh, so they're not here. Search along the roads that lead south from Dragonbridge. Right, okay, well, this is south. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Strap in. Come on, Serana. Oh, great. The day is coming up. The day is coming up. The sun is coming up. We're going for a stroll in the park, but I gotta say, this is just beautiful out here. I don't mind going for a walk with Serana out here. You know what? This is also pretty cool as well. I just now noticed this. Serana... Oh! Investigate the scene of attack. There is an overturned carriage here. But yeah, what I was gonna say, like, Serana wears a hood outside. That's actually pretty cool. She, or at least in her home or a place that she knows, she takes her hood off, and then she puts her hood back on. That's actually a pretty cool extra thing. What in the world? We have a scene of carnage here, ladies and gentlemen. We have an... Ooh, there's a book. Read the effects of the Elder Scrolls. Wonder if there's anything pretty quickly interesting in here. No, there's nothing... I mean, without reading a lot, I don't... Gosh, and this is a lot. Pages are still turning! Fourth of last seed in the... Okay, wait a second. Is this book here that I'm holding, was this written in the second era? This is an old book. Okay, yeah, take that. Okay, who is this? A vampire. Great. Was it really That kind of does make sense, right? A vampire's note. Read the vampire's note. What do we have here? What has happened? Malchus. Is that name supposed to ring a bell? Capture the Moth Priest. Excuse me. I have new orders for you. Prepare to ambush just south of Dragonbridge. Take the Moth Priest to Four Bears Holdout for safekeeping until I can break his will, Malchus. Okay. Four Bears Holdout. That is where we need to go now. How far away is that? Oh, that's close by. Sweet, yeah, we can't even fast travel anywhere. It's just right here. All right, come on, Serana. Look alive. Our cave is right here. So, yeah, of course. Yeah, there's a whole underground vampire war going on, which is pretty cool. And, oh, okay, yeah, we got blood stains. Wait, is this another overturned carriage? We have blood stains all along the road here. We do another overturned, or a Red Guard woman. What? She was just traveling with her goods. It looks like rugs and things. Gold emerald ring. Yeah, she was just traveling with her goods and probably those vampires. What was that?
Where'd you come from?
What are we even looking at here? Who or what? What kind of armor is this? Oh, it's members of the Dawn Guard! That's who it is! Oh, that's crazy! Members of the Dawn Guard! Oh, that's so cool. I guess this means I'm no longer a member of the Dawn Guard now, ladies and gentlemen. Or was I ever really? Oh, this is so cool. Whoop, whoop, whoop! Oh, where is it? Where is it? Destruction? Fireball. I was afraid of this. I almost said this as a joke, but I never did. And it's true. What if I have been gunning so hard for Fireball, and turns out I don't have enough Magicka to even cast it? Dang it. I don't have enough Magicka to cast the damn spell. All right, what does this cost? 99? Okay. Oh, whoa. Wait, what? Hang on. My magic is at 195. I have one perk available. Ah, it requires 50. If I wanted to reduce Magicka adept Magicka down, cost half Magicka, that I need two more levels for that. That requires level 50. I'm at level 48. Why can I not? I don't have enough Magicka. Oh my gosh, it's the stupid vampire crap. Alright, where's my apparel? Circlet of destruction spells cost less. Where's my vampire robes of destruction? Here we go, vampire armor of destruction. All right, let's try this. There it is. Boom! Yeah, a one-hit wonder. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, another crossbow. Well, that's awesome. I love that. Dawn Guard armor. That one is. And a Dawn Guard axe. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Well, that was quick. I no longer have enough magicka. What are you doing, lady? Oh! Serana's Red Guard. Serana, are you serious? Serana resurrected this Dawn Guard lady over here. The zombie Red Guard woman. Oh my gosh, I'm so pleased with my findings right here. I found an entire set of Dawn Guard armor. Oh, that's so cool. All right, I gotta stash this. This is a Dawn Guard helmet. No, over here we have Dawn Guard full helmet. Yeah, give me the full helmet. Gosh dang it, I knew it. I'm too overweight. Serana.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, trade some things.
All right, let's see what you have.
Okay. Here, take my Dawn Guard armor. And don't frickin' lose it, all right? Serana, put on the helmet. Serana, look at you. She looks ridiculous.
Yes.
Here, give me the helmet.
Anything good?
I'm gonna take something away from you. There you go. Perfect. Much better. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We got our cave right here. A quick save. Ooh! There's a castle in the distance. Is that... I think that's Solitude in the distance there. That's awesome. Oh, gosh. Okay. Hang on. Destruction Fireball. Okay, I really want to use all of my... I want to favorite that, too. I really want to get on down to the adept level spells cost half magicka. I'm ready to start slinging some fireballs here. Okay, we got more blood stain all over the place here. Here we are, four bears hold out. This is a tiny little crevice in the cave. There it is, we're in. All right, Serana, I don't mind if you have an enthralled friend. Okay, cool. The enthralled friend is gone. I was going to say, I'm trying to sneak through the cave, and we can't have following behind me. Whoa. All right, we have another castle. Okay, hang on a second. We have ruins below ground here. And I can't fully see what it is. We have a swirling something. It looks kind of like when Morokai was trapped. It looks like that. Only it's around some sort of ancient Nordic structure. Okay, we have are these members of the Dawn Guard, you think? I don't know. Or these... No, these are probably just rival vampires. Okay, if this guy stops again, I want to shoot him with a fireball. Dang it, that didn't work. Okay. Well, crossbow. Where'd he go? I'm hidden now. It is! It's a member of the Dawn Guard. Oh my gosh. Skyrim, he blipped out of the way. Come on, let me get him. Got him, yes! Alright, he's down. Dead. Why, I couldn't even see him on that hit. Ooh. Oh no! A Dawn Guard dog! Oh crap, I fell! Okay, well, I'm gonna be hidden now. What is that thing? An armored troll? The Dawn Guard have their own trolls. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? The Dawn Guard has trolls, ladies and gentlemen. They have trolls. Who knew? Serana, are you fine? Where's Serana? This can't be... Oh, here she is. Okay. I can't believe what I just saw. The Dawn Guard... They have trolls. Dead. Got him. Well, no, he's not dead. I'm sorry. He's not dead. I said that prematurely. Let him come on around here. Got him. Kill animation. Dead. Okay, well, my fireball is going to be perfect for these armored trolls. I can't believe the Dawn Guard have domesticated trolls. Dawn Guard armor. Oh, this is so cool. And they're wearing armor. But I got fireballs now. Okay, yeah, where are we at in time? Okay, yeah, I don't think we're gonna make it all the way through here. But before we close out, I would... Gosh dang, I fell in the frickin' water. I would love to kill one of these trolls. Let me get my fireball out. Fireball, and I don't mean the whiskey. Even though fireball whiskey, it could probably knock a frost troll on his hindquarters. Okay, I think he went inside of this wall structure here. There is a wall outside of the whole building. Okay, here, let's do a quick save here. There he is. Okay, yeah, let me get this. Fireball. Boom! Oh, took the troll down to half health. Oh, that was lovely. Okay. Magicka. I knew I heard something. Where is our troll friend? Where is he? Where'd he go? Well, Serana's hitting him wherever he is. Here he is. Where is he? Did he fall in the water? Where'd he go? Yeah, and this is what is frustrating about trolls too. Their health regens. What the freak is going on? Serana, what are you doing? Oh, bah! There he is. He is right below me. Yes, that... Good hit. Okay. Woo! Run! Why can't I do it? I can't do it! I can't get the... Ah, yes! I did it! Yes. Yeah. For some reason, the cast animation... wasn't working. Armored troll fat. That's all I get, really. He is wearing this incredible armor set. And that's it, huh? I can't do anything else. Can I drag him? No, he's too big. Okay, wow, that was amazing. Look at that.
Those vampires put up a hell of a fight. You think they turned him?
I don't know. Maybe. Won't know until we get him out of here.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm working on it. Now give me some silence so I can think.
Okay, so absolutely. It was the Dawn Guard that captured the Moth Priest. Because the Dawn Guard doesn't want the vampires to get him. Okay, here we go. Ah, there was a guy right here. He was right on the other side of this wall.
Is he still there? I think he is. Here, let me try. Yes, I heard him. I hurt him.
Now you're mine.
Where'd you come from?
Where are they? Oh, there he is. Dead! Oh my god, I love this fireball! It's a one-shot kill, I think. I believe so. Yes. Another. Serana, you are amazing! Oh my gosh, I'm stuck. Serana has an enthralled troll. Oh, Serana, you are so cool. Serana, come on down here, please. I want to see your troll in the light. Come on, Serana's troll. There he is. Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, how freaking cool is this? We have Serana and she has an enthralled troll. Oh, this is amazing. This is so cool. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pause the episode right here. And in the next episode, we're going to go in and we're going to find this Moth Priest. And we have an incredible group, an incredible duo right here. We have Serana and her enthralled armored troll. This is definitely like the coolest thing I think I have ever seen in Skyrim. Oh my gosh. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.